is the Tiltcast, episode 103, Dirt or Potato.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Torchlight 2, Borderlands 2, Resident Evil 6, and XCon. Stay tuned.
And welcome back to the motherfucking Tiltcast podcast. It's a night of us all being tired. I'm trying to liven it up.
I like how he paused afterwards, thinking we'd all laugh.
We do that enough anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, across from me in some portion of the room is Trent.
Yep.
And Holly.
Hey.
Rex is back.
Hello.
And this is Justin. And tonight, we got some lots of game talk, really. I mean, we've been balls to the wall playing games, even though we've been busy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, starting it off, Rex.
Torchlight.
Torchlight. I played a little bit of that.
Two.
Is that all you've been doing,
yes,
or just
two.
Torchlight?
Between the crazy work stuff that's been going on, have been playing Torchlight Engineer.
Yeah, that's the exact same class I'm playing.
Mine's better.
Twins.
Oh.
Well, so explain that, because the Engineer was something different, and I'm noticing you can play it kind of like a warrior, like almost sword and board, or you can play him kind of like some kind of weird melee magician.
Yeah, I haven't actually played much of the support role. I've been kind of playing around with the sword and board and kind of two-hander class. If you reference it to kind of Diablo or WoW, it is just kind of like playing a warrior. The support class, it looks really interesting, which I'm actually going to start a new character to do.
You can reset your skill points.
Oh, only three levels back.
Oh, only three levels back?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Wow, I've just been putting points all over the place. All right.
I think it's only three levels, but I don't know. I haven't done it yet. I just remember seeing the guy saying you can only go three levels back.
Right on. So,
but no, if I have people online, I want to play multiplayer.
If I'd have seen you online, I'd probably play multiplayer. I've been playing it off and on the last few nights, just trying to kind of get a feel for it. So since you're playing him, obviously there's something a little bit different about this, because it seems like in the original Torchlight, you had your three basic paths. And aside from your three basic paths, that was really all you had. You had different opportunities to go to different areas. But these are like three vastly different paths, and then they have like support skill roles at the bottom that you can level up. So like with the two-handed warrior, you have the ability for, like, there's a two-handed skill that you're upping, like on the bottom, plus like there's three major skills that you're pumping extra points in on the bottom. Or if you go with like the pure support, like almost warrior class for like a tank, he's got points for shield, you got points for like, what is it, one-handed weapons, and then
yeah.
You got points for like extra mana abilities. And one thing I noticed about him, where he played differently than some of the other classes, is he kind of reminded me as a paladin, because you have an ability that's a lot like consecrate with him. And I'm trying to remember, it's like the second tier skill you get in the two-handed tree.
Yeah, it's a style. I thought it more of like thunderclap.
Right, so kind of like thunderclap, but it's persistent. Like you do that, you do it.
Right.
You do it, and then it stays there and does a little bit of damage, but it pisses everything off. And that's what reminded me kind of like a paladin, kind of like consecrate from WoW. And so I thought that was kind of neat, but I'm using like a two-handed weapon. And I don't know if I'm playing him right. Doesn't matter. I'm having a lot of fun. But that was one of the things I thought was interesting, because you go to the next tree over, it's all spell-based attacks. And you go to the next tree over, it's all like sword and board stuff.
Right.
So it feels kind of like a paladin to me.
Although, and not to super trail off, you guys know Mists of Pandaria came out this week.
Yeah, I've had better things to do.
I've
played with panda bears.
Yeah.
Almost reactivated my account.
I've been watching sloth videos, like pet sloths.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they so cute? Oh my god.
The one, I think it was the first one that you said.
It was all smiling.
And he just like turns his head and his whole face is white. And he's got like this black smile, and it's the creepiest fucking thing.
Well, it's because this guy who's holding the sloth is smiling really big at him. He starts nodding his head, and the sloth starts nodding his head. And he looks to the side to laugh, and the sloth just looks at him like.
and then
it buries its head in his chest. It's like, oh, they're the cutest things.
I heard they're really dirty though.
Oh, they are. You gotta bathe them and clean. But they're really cool because they'll just hang out and sit on stuff like on the couch, do nothing.
They just that after that one, after seeing that one, it just I'm.
Did
just
you see the little?
Did you imagine just like waking
yeah,
up and he's hanging above your bed and he's just like turned kind of upside down, smiling at you,
and you're just oh god,
and he's not moving.
He's gonna kill me in my sleep.
No, they're not violent.
That one looked like it was about to snap.
No, it was. They mimic. They'll do things that you do.
That one was just like
Yeah. Like, I'll eat your soul, you know, kind of look. But no, they mimic what you do. They're awesome.
There was just random videos doing some corporate project. One of the guys I was working with, it was like hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue, I'd been putting this thing called the report cat on all my videos, or all my reports, like between me and them. And they take the report cat off. It's just using it in my header. It's just a stupid looking cat. And so just out of the blue, he sends me this video of like an eagle like attacking a sloth, like out of the blue, and there's like all this patriotic music going on. This eagle just comes, you see the eagle like soaring, you see his feathers like flying, and he just swoops down and grabs the sloth off a vine and just takes him away. Like, it was so fucking random.
That's
it's
horrible.
Like, it's like maybe a minute long, you see.
Was it a little baby sloth?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a full grown sloth. So yeah, Mr. Pandaria, I'm not getting back in a while. All there is to it.
You know what? I'll probably activate my account to play it for a little while and come in and talk about it. And
that's sad.
Hey!
Anyways, sloths. What else besides sloths?
Drinking.
Drinking?
Drinking, that's about it.
Hang out with a girl?
Oh, no.
No?
Never.
No.
But okay, then.
She's in timeout.
In timeout, what's that?
That's why I don't talk to her.
Well, okay, then. Well, I guess you'd get more time in with Torchlight.
Yes.
Well, fair enough. And that's it?
Yeah, no, that's about it.
Holly, what about you?
I played Left 4 Dead 2 on Monday with the TVGB crew.
Was it just the regular crew?
Yeah, but I had my friend Courtney play too. So, that was exciting. And then I went to the bar that night. Got kind of drunk. That was nice. And I played a little bit of Borderlands.
Yeah? What class did you pick?
I picked the Siren.
Oh.
Yeah.
Playing co-op, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was playing co-op on my TV. We only got up to the first boss, but my TV is fairly small, so split-screening really sucks.
It's the same size as mine, isn't it?
I think mine's a little bit smaller than yours.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's
they say the first boss. So you're talking about Knuckle Dragger, or are you talking about the first boss, like
Captain
Boom?
Flint, I think.
Yeah, the pirate.
Yeah.
One.
Okay. The first real boss.
Yep.
What'd you think of like the humor so far?
I've liked it so far.
I really
but
enjoy it.
But I haven't really gotten that far into it, so.
I think you'll like it the further you play into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long game.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be playing more of it tomorrow. So.
Fair enough. We'll be talking a little bit more about it next week.
Yeah.
We got some time playing it.
I don't know how much I'm going to play it, but.
No, you should.
Yeah. I know, I know. I need to borrow it from you. Or actually, I'll just borrow it from him, whatever. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Either way.
Trent?
A little bit more.
That was Borderlands.
Borderlands in general?
That's it.
Didn't you beat it?
Yes.
Well, the reason I said it was long is you said earlier it was like 40 hours.
44
hours, and that's doing all the quests and everything.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, actually, once you beat the game, there's more quests.
Like more quests, like post game quests.
Yeah, yeah. They give you a quest to go take down something that's, I think, requires a level 50. So the only thing to do is to restart the game and then just beat it and get to level 50.
So kind of like giving you a new game plus boss to do after.
Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah. It actually, the quest is called You Will Die. And it says it's level 50 required, and that you need 4 people, and you gotta go out of your way to get there. And when you get there, I went ahead and went to go just take a look at it. Because, I mean, if you die, you die. It's not a big deal. And it sucked. So.
Did you try it? So you tried it with a few other people then?
No, I just tried it. I just wanted to take a look at it. So I went over there, and it threw me off a cliff. And
well,
that kills you instantly.
Is there anybody else in your friends list that's that far so far?
No.
I know you've been playing it like day and night as much as you can between work and sleep.
Yeah, between that and work and everything else, and then last weekend I devoted to it, and that's when I beat it, was like Sunday night. So
I've been trying to, but see, I've been kind of splitting my attention too. Like, I played more Torchlight, like Rick was talking about. I got through a level 18 or 19 maybe, so I put a decent amount of time into that, like just off and on through different things. But Borderlands so far is such a... It's a really good game. Was it really satisfying when you beat it?
Yeah.
Was the ending a lot better than the last one?
Yeah, it's actually there's it's a pretty bitch ass boss fight because there's two. I'm not gonna say what it is, but it's back to back, and the first one sucks, and then the second one is just shitty. But you can nerf them like really bad if you want. So
it's a vague enough explanation.
Yeah,
but it was a challenge nonetheless.
Staying alive, yeah, yeah, pretty much. Long enough to nerf, because even nerfing him, you still have to run out into the open every so often, and that kind of leaves you open. But he's relatively easy to kill, it just takes a while. So.
The one thing I've noticed more about this game versus the other ones is just the level of difficulty on solo mode is a lot harder than it was on the original version.
Well, it's like on New Game Plus, you know, when you go down for Fight for Your Life, the enemies will actually run away.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah, they run away, and they'll also crowd you, so that way you can't shoot the person you're aiming at. They didn't do that too much on the first playthrough. And just about everything can kill you in, like, 2-3 hits. It's like Dark Souls.
What's your shield level at right now?
Oh, God, my shield level's, like, over 1,000 or something. I can't remember what it's at. It's, oh, no, it's actually, I think 7 grand.
Yeah, because it really starts to pick up exponentially on the higher levels.
Yeah, it's like 7,000, and my health is somewhere around that as well. But it's like, if a Bullywong throws a rock at me, it'll wipe my shield out instead of my health. So.
Have you gotten any really badass weapons?
Yeah, I got a nice shotgun. It only shoots, only carries 2 slugs at once, but it's fires as fast as you can pull the trigger. And it does, like, I think 700... plus damaged. It's 700 times, I think, 16.
That's
or so. Yeah, and it's got elemental effect on it, so it'll slag them as well as damage them. That's nice. But with the Siren, which I play, I can already throw a slag out as is. I can shoot a spear that goes across the field and just slags everything that gets in its way and does initial damage to it as well. And so I really don't need a weapon with slag as long as I can reach them. And it's got a pretty good distance on it. My sniper rifle's like somewhere around almost 3 grand or 2,800, I think. So I can crit shot a guy and blow his head off.
That's cool.
For the most part.
I always like kind of like creative some of the guns are. Like, I had a sniper for a while. It's a slag sniper that was fully automatic, just as long as I held down the trigger. So it's kind of like having like an assault rifle because I could zoom in real far.
Yeah.
And I don't have a whole lot of, it had decent recoil on it. And I could snipe, like, in fully auto mode.
Yeah.
And obviously slide on at the same time. Just use a lot of bullets really quick, but...
So I had one of those that did 3 shots at a time. And not 3 ammo consumed with 1 shot. So she could sit there and hold it down and shoot it 3 times.
And then 3 bursts.
Yeah, then it'd have to reload. But the only problem I had with that was my recoil reduction was pretty good, but it still was kind of a bitch when you're way, way away. Because just the slightest movement... put you off. So
not real good for headshots then.
Doing one, yeah. Or if they have a shield, you can aim in their chest, so that way when it recoils up, hopefully one of the bullets will hit their head after you drop the shield. So.
See, I've been playing a lot with Axton.
Yeah.
Commando. I've been playing it 2 different ways. You got pretty much ultimate respecs, or unlimited respecs. And the thing that's kind of nice about that is, like, I play Gorilla, and Gorilla's the one where you're doing, like, it's all based on how much damage you can do with your turret. So it adds rockets on your turret and stuff like that. Or you can play Survival, and Survival, it throws a shield out over your turret. You can hide behind the shield from all the projectile attacks, which is really nice.
Yeah, there's actually an NPC you play with that does that later on. That'll throw out shields for you.
That's kind of nice. Well, I ran into, like, shields that would drop shields when your shields drop, which I thought was really fucking cool.
Yeah, that's what my shield right now does, is if I get hit, it has a decent chance of throwing out a shield boost. So I can use one of those to restore some shield power. My favorite shield is the one that's the bullet absorber. So it'll actually absorb bullets and just put them in your inventory.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, that one's pretty nice. Yeah, those are pretty handy. It's got like a percentage chance, but I mean, it could be something like a point, it could be like a 5% chance, but that's actually... when you consider how many bullets are coming at you, that's actually a pretty good chance that you'll get ammo out of it.
Kind of like Neo.
Yeah, kind of like Neo.
Stopping shit.
It's a little less gay, but yeah. And then they still have the Nova Shields, just like with the Siren in the first game, where she can go into her phase walk and basically do an elemental burst on everybody around her. These do a fire burst that comes out. And then, I'm trying to think what else they have. That's pretty much it. Then just your typical shields. Of course, the shields kind of suck when you're low level, because a lot of the really good ones have a handicap where it'll give you a hellified shield boost, but it's going to take 250 of your health off just to wear it.
Hmm. Yeah, I've run into those where, like, you can get a ridiculous amount of shields, but you're going to drop like a quarter of your health, and to me that doesn't seem worth it.
It is sometimes if you have good defenses where you can kind of, like, if a guy's mowing down you and he's about to drop your shield as a Siren, I can, you know, phase lock him. So
you
that
don't have any health regen on her, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I constantly regenerate health, so. Yeah. And as long as I phase lock somebody, it'll heal people around me as well. If they're, I think it's, trying to think what her powers are. When you phase lock somebody, it'll start to heal all your party. Whenever you kill somebody, I have it set up to where if I kill them while they're phase locked, 5 streams will come out and go to different players and heal them up, so.
The humor, for the most part, on the later levels, like, it's mostly caught up with what I'm at so far.
Yeah.
Has it kept up to the standards it sets up at the beginning of it?
To be honest with you, the first game was funnier.
You think so?
Yeah, this one...
Some of the Claptrap quests are pretty funny.
Yeah, the Claptrap stuff is funny, but it's like Dr. Zed's not as funny as he was before. He's got some good lines here and there. It's just, I remember a lot of the boss battles, that's what really got me, was...
The captions?
The boss battle captions, the cue cards that would come up, were hilarious as hell. And in this one, they're not as much. Like, Boom and his brother Boom was pretty funny.
I just liked how it, like, had the other one kind of, like, coming across.
Flying off in a jetpack, yeah. That was a funny one. Captain Flynn, it just says, burn, baby, burn. That's all it says.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, okay, that's kind of whatever. And, of course, he's largely fire, but you could have thought, you know, the guy's dressed up like fucking Iron Maiden, you know. They could have thought of something funnier. What's her name? Ellie is pretty damn funny. I can't remember what her caption was, but it's pretty damn humorous. Scooter was pretty funny. just whenever you first run into him, but his caption is just kind of, it's a get a ride.
Right.
Is all it says. It doesn't actually have it. And he's an incestuous, inbred redneck. They could have come up with some, you know, really funny shit for that.
Well, they talk in some of the commentary about how he's a few chromosomes off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for
some of the incest jokes that are
going
on about Scooter is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but for the caption, they could have done a little more. Handsome Jack is probably the best dialogue in the entire game. He's got some great stuff. They actually have him do the whole Brad Pitt What's in the Box thing.
What's in the box?
Yeah, that's actually a side mission or a side thing.
Yeah,
you
I saw that
it.
One.
Yeah, it's not part of the main game. You have to go off somewhere and there'll be a box and it starts asking what's in the box. And that's pretty humorous. Butt Stallion.
But Stallion's obviously really good.
Yeah, it's still one of the best ones. Claptrap, once you get to Opportunity, which is the Hyperion City, he has a quest there that's like some of the best dialogue. And it's all about statues, but it's pretty funny. So.
Do you ever get, just bordering on spoiler material here, but do you ever get more vehicles than just the initial two?
Yeah. Yeah, once you, it's not a big spoiler, you can see them all over the internet. Once you get to the dirt, which is basically the desert area, there's a lot of bandit technical cars out there. Like, they're the bigger vehicles that have a cannon that shoots out saw blades and one that just in a catapult that flings barrels that explode.
Is there any more than that?
Those are the only two I've gotten, but you get a lot of skins for them.
I gotcha.
And that's what they kind of try to compensate with that for, was they grab that stuff and added skin packs to everything so you can reskin. I got the Minecraft skin.
Yeah, I saw Apocalypse Remnant showed me that last week.
Yeah, I ran across it when I was in the Caustic Ruins. I was walking around and saw this really weird rock formation area that looked like blocks and didn't look like it belonged. So I walked over there and there's Minecraft dirt. When you break through it, there's another wall break through that, and then there's actual creepers, like Minecraft creepers, that just rush at you, and they explode, and they do a lot of damage. And as you kill them, you get different skins. I think, like, the Gunzerker, I think, gets a Minecraft head. Yeah. I picked up a Minecraft head, but I think it was just for his class, so it didn't actually work for me. I tried to redeem it, and it, I don't know.
Well, there might be one for every class, because he's playing Axton, and he had the Minecraft head.
Yeah.
Apparently there's some like huge-ass Easter eggs. I heard something about an underground city. Or an underwater city or something like that.
I haven't come across that one yet. I'm trying to think.
Like some stuff that's just kind of way off from the main storyline that you can kind of find.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Does it feel larger than the original game?
The areas are larger.
Like, but it seems like to me, like, you get a decent amount of quests that lead you to a lot of different areas. Like, I feel like I have way more quests than I did in the first game.
No, there are a lot of quests. I think... I just started my new game, Plus, and I already got... I think it was an achievement for completing 45 optional quest options, because some of the quests will have your main quest you need to do, but have an optional thing underneath it. Like, you know, there's one where you have to go kill these assassins. It gives you an option for each one. Kill them with a pistol, kill them with a shotgun, kill them with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, I remember that. That was fairly early in the game.
Yeah, and it's those kind of little options. If you do, you get badass ranks out of it. And I saw that the next badass rank I was supposed to get was if I got 45, and I'm like right at 45. So, and I don't remember doing that many of them, but apparently I did. Trying to think. There's a lot of quests, so there's a lot of running back and forth. They send you back to places a little bit here and there, but it's nothing too bad. And some of the quests are total shit. Like the one that I was talking about, an opportunity with Claptrap. I couldn't do that one when I was there, so I just had to walk away from it and come back to it about three levels later, and it worked fine because I upgraded my guns. So,
yeah, I had a hard time with one of the enemies where their weak point was their tail, just because I had a hard time hitting it to begin with.
Which one was that?
When the quests are, what do they call them, hunters, or they're the ones that go invisible?
Stalkers.
Those things are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, they can be.
Just hitting them.
Was that when you had the sniper guy helping you?
No, that's a different quest. But
okay.
Yeah, no, I've had a little bit of problems with some of the enemies like that. Yeah. And then, obviously they move a lot, and I'm glad that there is some kind of AI. It does feel challenging. It does feel like I'm having to hide out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not... The first one, I mean, you can pretty much walk through and you feel like you're over leveled the whole time the first time through. Mm. And it feels like you're... Like, it almost feels like it's too easy the first time through. And that was one thing that, like, kind of got on my nerves about the first game. Is this a really good game? It's just that you can kind of... It's kind of cakewalk most of the time.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of times that you're dying or anything. And I find myself in Fight for Your Life still quite often. because there's waves and waves and waves of stuff. It's almost more encouraging to play with others than I think than the first one was.
Well, with this one, I've actually died... So I've actually gotten to Fight for Your Life probably more times in my second playthrough than I did my first.
All right.
And I'm only... I just got to Sanctuary, and I've been running quests. It's just that bad, because Bullybongs suck ass on the second playthrough. They're not as bad on the first one. They're really easy to handle. On the second one, they just beat the ever-loving shit out of you, like, constantly. You know? Plus, they're all badasses, pretty much. Yeah, and for those who don't play, badass is a level rank. So if something has the word badass in front of it, it means it's super strong.
So the ultra strong version of that class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then there's King Mong, which you'll run into later on in the game. There's King Mong, and then there's one I read about that I haven't seen called Donkey Mong.
Nice.
I run into him, and he actually throws barrels off his back at you. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I haven't run into him yet. Although the one I found, which was King Mong, is in the same place where he's supposed to be, so I don't know if Donkey Mong comes out.
There wasn't New Game Plus in the last one, was it?
No, there's a New Game Plus. I don't think there's a New Game Plus, though. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think after the second time you go through it, you're pretty much done.
Yeah, because you already hit level 50 at that point. And, I mean, I'm actually... Leveling hasn't really slowed down since I went into New Game Plus. I finished the game at, like, level 35 or 34. And now I'm, like, level 37. I just got the Sanctuary. It hasn't really slowed down a whole lot. I mean, I can go out and grind on Bullybongs and pretty much get half a level out of clearing out, like, maybe about 20 of them. So, and then I go turn in a bunch of quests, and then boom, I hit a new level. So, I mean, I'm close to 40, and after that, there's just 10 more levels to go to 50. And then I think, I don't know what the level cap on this one is, probably 50, and then DLCs will come out.
Yeah, and I think they have, what, 4 or 5 DLCs planned?
Yeah, something like that.
So, and the first one coming here in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Necromancer.
Which I think that one may just be for the class.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because it'll give you something completely different to play with.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually kind of excited about the Necromancer class.
Yeah. Now, I think with the original characters for Part 2 that they brought in, Tiny Tina is probably the best. Have you gotten to her yet?
Yeah, I have. I thought I'd like her a lot less, and then she ended up being a little more enjoyable than I gave her credit for.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
It's like a little kid with Tourette's.
Basically, well, I mean, she's psychotic is what she is, but she's funny as shit. And, I can't go into it too much, but yeah, she's pretty humorous, and you get to find out more about her, and that's what they did a lot of in this, was a lot of story.
Well, it seemed like there was a lot more story to begin with. Like, it's kind of driving me forward the whole time, and it's kept me engaged where I wasn't like, what am I doing now?
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of backstory. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm playing Maya the Siren, but I find audio recordings to talk about Axton. I find audio recordings to talk about Zero, the assassin. And they give you information about who they are, where they came from, and stuff like that. Like, there's one I found that was talking about Axton being in the military and was getting bored and wanted to go to Pandora. And it's all about him talking about it. And then there's one about Handsome Jack trying to find an assassin. And so that's where Zero kind of came into things. And I think he was pissed off whenever Angel tells him that she found this guy named Zero, and he's like, you know, assassins are always those guys who try and be, like, weird and mysterious and say really vague things. And so she plays a clip for him, and he watches him kill a bunch of people and say something really weird and mysterious, but he's actually good at it, so he's like, okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, that was pretty funny. But each character, I mean, on mine, I found, like, 8 or so recordings that tell you the whole history of Maya, or at least what her purpose was. So I think as you go further in, you'll find more of those for the characters that you play as. Because in the first game, you don't know anything about them. You don't know anything about Lilith, or Mordecai, or what's his fucking name?
Roland.
Yeah, Roland, that's it.
And then Brick.
Yeah, you don't know anything about them, really, other than they're ball hunters and they're there to find treasure. This one, you actually find out more, not only about them, I mean, they make pretty big appearances in the game, and you get to find out what happened to them between Borderlands 2 and Borderlands 1, which is kind of nice, and you get to interact with them quite a bit throughout the whole game, because you've already run into probably 2 of them.
So the only thing that I've been upset with so far is just the... I'm having a hard time getting on the same time as other people.
Yeah.
And I've always had a lot more fun with just playing with older, other people when I played Borderlands. Scott's the primary person I've always played it with, and haven't been able to get on a kosher time at the same time as Scott.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, like, we had our gauntlet this weekend. Like, we had a decent amount of people that showed up, and then I guess I actually played with all people that hadn't played, that I hadn't played with before.
Mm-hmm.
So I played with Randy, I can't remember his screen name. But he was one of the new people I hadn't played with before so far. And he actually stayed on the list, so I played on with Apocalypse Wren earlier that day. And then I played with, I didn't play with Ian. I was going to play with Donnie, and Donnie ended up playing with,
Donnie bought it?
Or not Donnie. What am I saying, Donnie? No. Fuck, I'm so sorry.
Hyper.
I don't know why I called him Donnie. I'm sorry, Hyper.
So this doesn't seem like Donnie's type of game, so...
No, Hyper had been playing it, but he was playing it with a BMF cast.
Yeah.
But, like, everybody was on there, but the only person that ended up playing with the longest was Randy. He's one of the new people that jumped in on Gauntlet. And me and him played till fucking 2:30 in the morning or something on Saturday.
I do have a couple bitches about Borderlands that came across by getting to the end of the game, you know? The NPCs are great and all that. Like, the enemies are really good. The friendly NPCs, because later on you get to take some of them into... But there's an entire segment where they're popping in and doing stuff. And they get hung up. They just stand there. They don't move. and you actually have to go and leave the area. You have to run all the way back, leave the area, and then come back in and run all the way to where they were and hope to God they're unstuck. That pissed me off. And let me think. There was some other one that just really fucking drove me insane near the end. Oh yeah, when I was fighting the final boss. Yeah, he got lagged up and just stood there. Fucking dropped him. Not the last boss, but the boss before the easy version. Just sat there, he jumped up on this thing, I was supposed to go around and chase him. And I pop up and I'm looking at him, he's just stuck on this command console, just stuck there. So I just pulled a sniper rifle and shot him in the head a whole bunch of times, and he just dropped. And then the real boss came out. What's even worse, though, is I had to fly a flying base thing that was flying around this pedestal I was on. And its health is insanely high. Yeah, and you just gotta sit there and whittle it down. It even has a bar at the top of the screen that you can see, and each little tic-tac sliver goes down as you sit there and attack it. It was flying around me, and it stopped in this long corridor area on the top of the building I was on. It stopped and just slammed into it and just got stuck there. Wouldn't move, wouldn't do anything. I thought, well, I'll go and I'll try and nerf it and just kill it. So, and I'm just using, rockets don't really do shit. It's really strong. I just sat there for like 10 minutes shooting this thing with all the ammo I had. And I get it down to where it's completely dead, but it won't die. Its health is gone, but it will not die because it's just stuck. And so I had to leave the area, come back in, and its health completely regenerated, and it was flying around again at that point. And that
must
really
have been definitely a game bug.
Yeah, it's a game bug. And it just really pissed me off that it did that. So that was annoying.
So overall,
overall though, it's a great game. It's just
you
that
still have it as a contender for game of the year.
Oh yeah, I still have it for. I mean, hell, Fallout New Vegas was buggier than shit, and it was still a game of the year contender. So this one, I'm fine with. I mean, it's a good game. There's that, and when I started my new game plus, I went to I ran all the way through Flint's intro area, all the way up to the boss fight with Flint, and he dropped me. And I got killed, and rather than spawning right outside of his area at that spawn point, it sent me all the way back down to the village where you first meet Hammerlock. So I had to run back through and kill all those people all over again.
That kind of sucks.
Which took me 30 minutes to do the first time because they're all like badasses and tough. So I was pretty pissed off about that. So, but other than that, I mean, it's just little glitches here and there like that that kind of annoy me. Windows 8 hates the shit out of this game. It'll run fine. It'll run completely fine, but then just out of nowhere, it'll crash.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it actually worked really well for like the first week that I was playing it. I was playing on Windows 7, then I switched over to Windows 8, because I installed it on both. I pre-installed it on both just to test it out, but I forgot to. So during the weekend, I booted it up onto Windows 8, and it was running just fine. And then Tuesday night when I got home, I decided to boot up and play it. And every time it would just crash. Straight back. Just kept crashing over and over again every time I'd load in. And so I load up on Windows 7. Not a single fucking problem. So.
Well, yeah. And most people obviously still have Windows 7, so I can't imagine it's optimized for 8 yet.
Oh, no, it worked fine the first week. And then just one day it decided it didn't like Windows 8 anymore. So I don't know what that's about. But other than that, I mean, it all works fine on Windows 7. The game loads beautifully. It's fast as shit. It's all on ultra settings, and I haven't had any frame rate issues or anything. I mean, Steam screwed me over and, like, booted me out of the game once or twice. But other than that, it's completely fine. Mm.
It's mostly a lot of Borderlands, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually pretty much it. That'll work.
Well, I think we talked about Borderlands long enough. I'm going to say a couple of other things that I tried, which will be bigger next week, is I tried out XCOM.
Yeah,
and finally got a chance to do that. They got a demo available on Steam. That comes out next Tuesday, and it is a straight out tactical RPG. Really, like it is definitely a tactics game, and I am really impressed with it. So, to kind of give some perspective on it, obviously the only thing we talked about, or what I talked about a few weeks back, was like it's got the whole Antel view. You can see the different departments of your base that you're building. And other than just that, there's a whole tactical thing that's going on. So it starts the game off and says, do you want to build your base in, like, Europe or North America? And you get different perks for building your base in one place versus the other. And then it starts off the mission in full like full view of like what's going on, and you start off and it's basically just straight up tactics and kind of teaching the ropes what's going on. And you have soldiers, and you, as you move the soldiers through the field, it's turn-based. It'll like do quick little cutscenes. So like if my dude's dashing, it'll do a quick like third-person close-in view of him like dashing with a lot of motion blur and all this other stuff until he gets up to cover. And you basically can only see what your soldiers can see on the battlefield. So everything that's they can't see is just kind of dark, like kind of fog of war, but kind of done a little bit better. So you can't really see that position on the field, so you'll move up to different positions, get people higher so they can see further, and then it'll reveal where the enemy's at. So you'll see like a basic overview of what's on the battlefield and like where things are at, but not necessarily the enemy positions until you get certain vantage points. But total turn-based, like kind of RPG, more tactical than anything, until you get to the base building phase. And you get to the base building phase, you can do research or get certain upgrades for your guys, and you go out on a new mission. Each mission kind of has different perks. Like, it'll give you like these. The demo gives you like an either or chance. It's like either do this, the panic level is going to rise in this other place, or you do this and get this reward, but the panic level is going to rise in that other area and it might get overrun. So, like, one was like, go do a mission in China, you'll get like $200, whatever that was, 200 research points, or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know. I'm still playing the demo. Or I could go to Dallas and then like get 8 scientists. So I was like, well, I want 8 scientists, and well, I like Dallas. So I went to Dallas and did that mission or whatever. Like lost a dude and then discovered a new alien life form and then got to throw him in a little area where I could do testing on him, which was really neat. But total tactics game, and I'm totally psyched for it because I like tactics games a lot. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that. I'm going to pick that up next week. The other one I played is I played the Resident Evil 6 demo. Been pretty excited about that for a while. I was looking to see if it was on PC. I haven't really seen anything for it on PC yet. It might be. It's not on Steam anyway. But, anyways, Resident Evil 6 demo is actually a really well done demo. And the reason I say that is you got 3 different storylines you can pick from. And each storyline has 2 characters. So it starts off with Leon or Chris or Jack. And they all play very much differently. So I didn't get very much into the Jack storyline. I just got through the intro and then I passed the fuck out. But they were all fairly long demos. It's basically a level for each of them. And the first one with Leon, it played more like, almost like classic Resident Evil. Except that I had melee. So like I had a kick that he can do. And he can use the kick to disable the zombie or knock him down. And then he can use it to stomp on his face. And then he had his pistol, of course. And then you're combining things together to get, you know, health. So like your red and green herbs and stuff like that. The thing I did think was kind of different about it though is I didn't have the same inventory management that every other Resident Evil game has had with, you know, playing Tetris in your backpack. That was completely gone. Unless I just somehow missed it. But that wasn't there at all. Which is kind of weird. But it's more real-time based. Like when you pause, it's not really paused. Like, it was like, I'm just kind of, you can see everything's going on around. It's just kind of got, like, a clear menu that comes up. And then it's a very co-op focus. So, like, 5 had, you had Cheva. And throughout the whole game, you had NPC Cheva or you had player Cheva. You have a new girl, I think, with Leon that was just part of how the game starts. And you have this chick that's helping you out that can be played by some other character. I started off with an NPC, and I left mine open to let Xbox Live players just jump in. And so some random dude jumped in my game and started playing the chick that was playing with me. And that was kind of cool because he was kind of covering my back and I was covering his back or her back, whoever it was. And it was kind of neat. There was some definite, like, oh shit moments. Like, there's a moment where I was going through this courtyard and down a long hallway with a bunch of windows and zombies started breaking the windows and then dropping in through the windows to attack or whatever because we set off an alarm. And there was another part where it's like, get to the police car so you can escape. And I didn't really realize it, but basically zombies just kind of keep filtering in. And it doesn't always seem like one shot is enough to kill them to the head. Sometimes it takes a couple shots or whatever. And of course, you know, the gun mechanics in Resident Evil are always kind of floaty, so you kind of got to be still for a second to hit them in the head. But I finally realized when I went through like 70 shots of ammo, like gotten rid of all my ammo, that I had to book it. And so he saw me book it, and he finally just booked it because we were both about dead. We get to the car. And once you get in the police car, like, there was a, basically, like, a quick time event. Mm-hmm. And the quick time event was to, like, hunt for your keys. So it said, look around. So your guys are looking around while you got zombies beating on the windows and on the windshield and everything else. You don't find it, so it gives you another option. It looks elsewhere. You look in the glove compartment, you don't find it. And then you find it. And I'm not going to say where it's at, but it was really tense for me for a moment because I realized, like, it's getting close. Like, a zombie had already broken through the window, and he's already kind of beating a zombie away with his arm while he's trying to look for the keys. And so I find the keys and tells me, like, you know, you got an option to go forward or back. And so I go backwards, try to take some zombies off, and then I go forwards and have to do a couple of other things to escape. So I thought that was pretty interesting to have that, like, extra moment of tension there with Leon, where it felt more like a classic Resident Evil game, where there were, you know, it's kind of a puzzle of sorts to kind of get out of there. And that was something different they didn't really do a lot of, or any at all, in 5. 5, you played as Chris. It was more of an action game. Well, I went to go play Chris, and it was totally a straight up like Gears game. Like, obviously the mechanics are the same, but the fights were different. So it wasn't down a long corridor. I was riding in a tank when I started. So, and I'm in the middle of a war zone, and then I'm finding BOWs, which are coming out and evolving and changing, and I'm fighting a whole platoon full of BOWs.
What kind of BOWs, though? Was it Lickers, Hunters?
New stuff. New like, stuff? They're talking about how they adapt to due to trauma, and so I damage this guy's arm, and then his arm turns into a shield, and so he covers his face with a shield and his whole body with a shield.
Oh, this is the tri-cell stuff, then, because that's what they did in Resident Evil 4, whenever you go up against, Seven Scars game for anyways, whenever you go up against one dude, blonde haired military dude, he has that shield that he pulls out, and you gotta shoot him in the legs.
Yeah, okay, so that was from 4.
Yeah, because in part 5, Umbrella is gone. Their BOWs have been contained, Umbrella has been wiped off the map, and Tricell was the one that grabbed all the research stuff and started making a new type of plague. Weapon, which was what happened in the entire Africa area that they go over, and that's what part 5 was. So I imagine part 6 would either be Tricell again,
yeah,
or they go with a new company. Did they show anything like Tricell logos or anything anywhere?
I couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell.
But somebody just scream outside.
I keep hearing screaming.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, no, like, I've heard, like, a little girl screaming, like,
Trent's
twice
gonna go
now.
Kill someone.
I'm ready to die. So.
Do you have your TV on?
No, my TV's off.
Oh.
Do you have yours on?
Do you have your TV on?
He had a horror movie on his.
I was watching Hitchcock.
Shocker was on whenever I looked at the receiver information. That's a horror movie.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah, if someone's near my car, kill them. I got a new car.
I hear you.
Yeah, there's a little girl on the ground on your TV who's being, like, attacked, so I'm going to turn your TV off.
Okay. That weirded me out, because that was really random.
Yeah, it was really, really weird.
Yeah, sorry, I just completely derailed everything, but I was genuinely concerned for a second.
I know, well, it sounded like there was a little girl outside screaming for her life, so... And we're all just still sitting here.
She was just on my TV. So anyways, yeah,
she was
so
in your room.
Yeah.
You had a little girl on the ground.
Screaming.
So anyways, back to Resident Evil.
Sometimes they cut your pinky off.
So one of the things I did think was kind of cool was how they did it was more of a like cover based shooter with Chris. Like there's a lot of taking cover because the BOWs you firing back on top of mutating as you're killing them, you know. So that was kind of interesting. And I didn't get all the way to the end of that because I wanted to try out Jack. I got through the storyline with Jack, and it seemed like he was more melee-focused. So I started to get through that, and I was like, all right, this game's kind of got me sold. It looks great. It's trying something new with these 3 different stories. It's very co-op-focused. If I can find somebody that wants to play a lot of it with me, I'll probably play the shit out of this. So it's a big redemption from the last one they just recently did. The last one was done by the SOCOM guys. No offense to the SOCOM guys, but that did not make a good Resident Evil game. So, speaking about... What the hell was that called?
Which one? Oh, Operation Raccoon City.
Operation Raccoon City.
Yeah. I own it, but I paid like $5 for it. So...
Yeah, it kind of bombed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I bought it just to have it in my collection. I didn't really buy it because I wanted to play it again. So...
One of the crazy things, that game sold like 2.5 million units.
Yeah, and they have all those fucking expansions. Those Echo Base. I think there's like... I know there's at least two, but there might be like four or five. Yeah, there's like five expansions for that game they put out.
Do they think people are buying them?
I don't know. I think they're weapon expansions, because each one has a picture of two weapons next to it, so I don't know if it just expands your weapons, or if it expands your skill sets, or why I never really looked into it, because I didn't give a shit.
It's just, shooting sucks so bad in that game.
Yeah, it can be kind of annoying.
The enemies kind of are annoying, though. Yeah. Such, like, the lickers in that one room were annoying.
Yeah, you kinda gotta get used to them. I mean, all in all, I mean, for a co-op game, if you had a four-man team, and you were actually versing somebody, that would be fun. That would probably be fun, but, you know, when it's actually just you or one other person going through the game, I mean, you know, it's fun the first time, then you're just kind of like, eh. I mean, how many times can I kill Leon? Because, yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to, is you get the choice to kill Leon or let him go. And I was a little irritated with that, because I was like, well, if you kill him, that just totally fucks up the entire storyline for Resident Evil. Why do that? So.
Yeah, I just... There was something about that game that just hit me the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the environments looked cool. Like, the levels, the design was really good. It's just they could have done a better job on it.
Yeah, it wasn't even the story or anything. It was just the way that the game played.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what was up with that. But this really feels... It's definitely Capcom's game. It feels a lot more like a proper Resident Evil game. I know there's going to be some people bitch that say, hey, it's not survival horror anymore.
It hasn't been survival horror in since part 3.
Yeah, so part 3 was the last one of survival horror.
Yeah, and part 4 is when it turned into Capcom's Rebirth, which was great because they needed it. And
it's just a blend of genres. I mean, it's not a proper action game. The shooting still kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, it's like with part 3, with Nemesis, they changed it up a lot and tried to make it more survival horror, so you had a very limited inventory space, and you actually had to make your own ammo. You just couldn't, you know, you could grab ammo laying around maybe every once in a while, but for the most part, you had to make your own bullets. And that was kind of a new leap into scavenging survival horror, you know, but it's not like you really scavenge anything. You just find this object in a predetermined place. Here it is. It's always going to be there. It's not like going out into the wasteland and shooting
people. Well, like Death Island on hardcore mode, mm-hmm. or hard mode would be more survival horror than Resident Evil ever was.
Yeah, exactly. And they departed back from that and wanted to go with part 4, which was good because it needed a revitalization.
Well, I don't mind survival horror in the least, but I think it's more of people just reminiscing over something that really didn't exist that well to begin with.
Well, it's like Resident Evil, when I was young, was a great game. I loved it. But as I got older, it was really boring. And then they did the re-release of Resident Evil for GameCube, which was the actual real story that they had to cut in half. Because of Sony wouldn't let them do a double disc release on a unproven franchise, and so they said you have to cut everything out and make a one disc game. So they put out Resident Evil the original, and you know it was fun, you know. But then if you go off and you play the GameCube version of it, which is double disc and has all this extra crap in it, it's like amazing. You're like, this is a great fucking game. The story's actually like good this time. The dialogue still fucking blows ass, but you know it's still fun as shit. And then Resident Evil 0 was really good. And you could kind of see that's where they were starting to kind of get into that Resident Evil 4. You know, with those two games, because they were trying to redo everything. They still had the stationary cameras.
It's like there's still stationary cameras, and there's still like a lot of... I don't know, there's just something about the way that... The gameplay is unique to itself. I mean, it's still an action game of sorts.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of scary moments, but there's definitely still a lot of tense moments. There's still a lot of fairly difficult moments where it's not an ammo conservation thing. It's just that maybe it plays out more like Dead Space, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's more like action horror, you know?
Well, that's a good way to go. I mean, before Dead Space, I mean, to be honest with you, when it came to the actual style of what they were doing, Dead Space kind of took a note from RE4.
Let's just do action horror.
Third person, over the shoulder, free aim, you know, kind of thing, where free aim actually had a point, you know, and to blow their knees off so they have to crawl at you or something like that. And, you know, it's always fun when you're in RE4 when you got a group of guys coming at you, they're all walking really slow, and you aim, and you take fire, and one of them just bolts from the back of the group with a fucking sickle, you know, and you're like, shit, you know, you start shooting. That shit's fucking intense. And Dead Space took that type of gameplay and put it in a more proper science fiction kind of atmosphere, which worked really well. Dead Space is still one of my favorite games.
for as horror themed as Resident Evil is, I mean, it's basically science fiction.
Yeah, but I mean, actually, like, you know, there's horror, and then there, you know, they use genetics and all that, and biological weaponry and all that. But I mean, sci-fi in the sense of, you know, space. So
oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was impressed enough with the demo. I think the demo, I guess I'm not going to be able to tell until next week when I actually play it, for people that are still on the fence about it, but if the demo represents the game properly, and this is the way this game plays out, and those stories are all, say, 6 or 7 hours apiece, and they all kind of tie together, and they're not reusing a lot of levels in between them, and it doesn't feel like, it feels like three separate small games,
yeah,
then I'll be really, really impressed with this.
Knowing Resident Evil, they'll probably tie a lot of... So they'll tie it together, obviously, but they'll probably reuse a lot of places.
So, I'm hoping they don't. I really hope they don't.
Yeah, because I know that they said something about how no matter which character you choose, you are supposed to cross paths with the other characters at some point.
Right.
But I don't know the grand scope of how big this is going to be. I mean, you're talking about, I think, you know, as one character in a battlefield, as another one, you're trying to escape in a police car and all that. And I don't know if these are on different continents, different cities, because, I mean...
Well, they were definitely different continents, because yeah. The first one, you start off in Washington, D.C.
Is that Leon?
Yeah, Leon.
Yeah.
You start off in D.C. Second one, you start off in some conflict in Europe.
Is that Chris?
Chris, yeah, Chris. And then with Jack, you started off in somewhere in Europe, some part of some secret squad.
Was Chris's in France?
I want to say it might have been, but I couldn't tell you for sure. Because they've been tied with RE4.
Well, they always talk about... like, I think it was, yeah, they always talk about in Resident Evil 2 when you're playing as Leon and Claire is with you and stuff. She talks about her brother, but I think her brother's supposed to be off in Europe dealing with an umbrella organization over there, one of their installments. And they talk about France quite a bit, and that's actually where Claire Redfield comes in with Code Veronica. I think she's supposed to be at the French facility trying to escape after breaking in. And that's how she ends up in the prison island. So it'd be nice if they actually tied in the French installation finally and showed what happened there, because they never really talk about it that much.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pretty excited about it. And I think that, again, I don't want to say, hey, if you like the demo, this is what represents the game.
Yeah.
But if the game is accurately represented by that demo and it's like this and it ends up being fulfilling and enjoyable and not three really short stories kind of like, you know, Aliens versus Predator for last year, the year before, I'll be pretty alright with it.
Yeah, I'm still debating on picking it up. I mean, I have Dishonored in my sights more than anything.
Dishonored looks really good, and it's something fresh.
Well, I have to buy both of them this Friday. I have to pre-order both of them. I mean, I'm buying Dishonored on PC no matter what, and I'm buying it on Xbox because I just want it on PC, and it's not a multiplayer game anyways, from what I know of. No, I think it doesn't. No, I don't think it does have multiplayer. But Resident Evil, if I pick it up, it'll be on Xbox. So
yeah, I'll be picking it up on Xbox, yeah, too.
The majority of people I know who play those are on Xbox anyways. But I didn't even know they actually had Resident Evil 5 on Steam until like the other day when I saw them advertising it.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, that's kind of different.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know they had that on here. So it's only like $10 right now, but I really don't care about buying it because I have it.
Me and you have played the shit out of it, you know?
Yeah, and it's like I have the gold edition on Xbox. I have the little tote bag that I never use. It's perfect size for fitting an Xbox into, though.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I played for games. Other than that, I've just been busy as hell at work. So with that, I think, unless you got, anybody else got anything else?
Nope.
The time for break?
Yep.
Alright, we'll do a break and we'll be back. And welcome back to, day two of this Dopecast episode.
Yay.
So Rex isn't here, but it is me, Trent, and Holly.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of a goof up with Windows 8. And
it doesn't like our recording software.
Not very much, but we decided that instead of just doing half an episode, we'd just finish this last half today and make sure you guys got an episode this week.
It was short.
Yeah.
Like Holly.
So.
Yeah. Like
almost
me.
That short.
Not so sweet, though.
Like me.
Not about sweet, but...
That's why I said not so sweet.
bittersweet.
Short and salty. So.
Like a peanut.
Or a sardine.
She's a little peanut. You're a little planter.
Am I a peanut or am I a sardine? Or...
planter.
Like an anchovy.
You're a salt-covered ball.
I'm alright with that.
Yeah.
I like balls.
It's like you go to eat the little donut hole because you think it's going to be sweet and it ends up it's covered in salt. You're like, oh, that's
that
nice.
Would be the most terrifying thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I would be furious.
Salt-filled
centers. And I would just be like... I'd be scarred for life.
Well,
so like,
no
cream filling, you just bite into
yeah.
it, it's just like a whole like ball of salt.
Well, it's like when you take the ultimate prank.
So
one of the ultimate pranks I have is where you get one of those little chocolate factories, the little chocolate makers where you can dip stuff.
Yeah.
And you get wasabi, and you roll it into little balls, and you dip it in there, and then you mix it in with, you know, chocolate covered nuts. You just take it to a party and let somebody. Yeah, because people.
I thought Jay did that at a party one day.
No. He did all the hot sauce extract and everything on beef jerky and kept baking it over and over again, and we basically made the hottest beef jerky ever.
You could always do the caramel apples, but with onions.
Yeah.
Because people always bite into those.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an apple.
Caramel onions.
It's not an apple. It's an
hey.
Onion.
Yeah.
I got you.
And yeah, most people won't even really pay attention to grab it because they see something right underneath. So
mm-hmm.
you get a red onion. No skin taken off and just right
yep.
into it.
I can do that with an onion, though.
Yeah, so can I. But
I fucking hate onions.
Yeah.
What do you eat?
Nothing.
Leaves. Cheese,
yeah.
lots of leaves.
Bark.
Yep.
Yeah.
Insects. Penis.
Penis.
Yeah.
Eat a lot of penis.
Heard that's pretty healthy for your diet.
It is.
As long as it's in large portions.
Large portions. I just do smaller portions like throughout the day.
It's funny because when she eats a
you
penis,
you suck off a bunch of small guys.
Yeah.
When she eats a penis, she looks like a shrimp on a shish kebab. It's pretty funny. It's just like it's basically just stuck out sideways. She's just like, yeah, right on it.
It's like a kid on a teeter totter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
I don't remember what we talked about yesterday.
Oh, we made Justin watch Two Girls, One Finger.
That's
we
not
did do
yet.
That.
It was
that was
kind
of awesome.
Man.
I don't want to dry heave again.
Yeah, that's
I hate
pretty
poop.
Awesome.
I just thought it was
it's
funny.
It's puke as well. It's mainly poo. It's mainly puke, and then they crap into each other's mouths.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then they pass the turd back and forth.
That's
awesome. No, she like
that.
She's like deep throating the shit too.
Yeah.
Let's just
as the girl is taking the dump.
It was
a
rock hard turd too.
Yeah, it was. It was very, very dark.
Yeah, I think
it was a very dark poop.
I think she just shit up her ass and then crapped it out into her mouth.
That could have been it, but
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
pushing
yeah,
it out.
I don't
the
care
other
if
girl is just like taking it all in
yeah,
her mouth.
I don't care if it's fake or not. I'm not taking something that's been up someone's ass in my mouth. That's just fucked up.
I'm just trying to make it as vulgar as possible.
It's never go ass to mouth, and that is the ultimate case where you should never go ass to mouth.
Sometimes it's okay to go ass to mouth.
You two, the two with the couple love each other.
Yeah, I love you so much. You're gonna put your fucking
shit,
shit
in
my mouth.
Face.
Yeah, it's gonna get on my lips and everything. Butt juice.
No, no.
Yeah.
Nope. No ass to mouth.
That's pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
No ass to mouth.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
News.
We didn't have any.
You had. News.
You still didn't have any. I'll grab an extra story.
Been busy.
Dude, I've been in meetings all day long. How
I've
many
been
meetings was I in today?
You were in a lot.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Disney music.
Yeah.
Disney music.
So, somebody dared
yes.
everybody to blare Disney music in their offices. I did not participate.
No one did any daring.
No. Danica said, I dare you guys to blare Disney
music. Oh, well,
we
were just doing it for fun.
Because
we enjoy it.
Yeah.
I was at work from 7:30 to 6. That's got to count for something.
No.
Wow.
Not really.
I actually just pulled this up as you guys walked in. So one thing I wanted to basically say real quick is that there has been a DayZ standalone game that's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah.
It's actually been announced that a standalone DayZ game will be available before the end of this year.
Nice. Maybe they'll fix that fucking inventory and contextual menu.
I would be pretty interested if they fix that inventory. So, I guess one of the things that are top on the radar right now are hackers, obviously, performance optimization, and basic bugs. So, one of the features that it's going to have, and this is on the including list, I don't know how I feel about this, diseases spreading through feces and vomit. So, I'm not... I mean, we're just talking about feces, so... But... I guess...
So, are zombies going to shit all over you?
I don't know.
Is that how they... Do they run up and hold you down while another one just, like, totally craps on your face and turns you into one?
But, yeah, they're talking about December on this. They're also talking about adding splints to help mend broken bones. And
yeah,
like that.
I just think it's funny. It's usually like scratch and bites. Scratch and bites, maybe blood. But they went with feces and vomit.
Where does that come from? Did you just like walk into like a shit-covered bathroom?
Is it a German developer?
There's shit everywhere! It's on the wall!
I don't know. The report was initially from Europe.
I wonder what Bob Saget has to say about this.
He yeah. probably doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how I feel about feces in my games.
I mean, are the zombies going to just run up and crap? Explosive crap across
the... I was just wondering, maybe it's like cow patties or something like that? Or...
Like you run through the field and you fall face first into like a pile of fucking cow shit and then boom, you turn into a zombie?
With shit all over your face?
Yeah, shit all over your face, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't make sense that zombies have never shit in movies, but then I guess you don't really see other people.
Well, no, I kind of understand, I think, where they're going with this is that, you know, in places where they don't have sanitation or people who don't have the luxury of sanitation, it would spread rampantly through them, and also people with just poor living standards. You know, feces and vomit actually do act as pretty good conveyors of disease. Yeah, you know, like when you look
at... Well, they're saying disease, so it's probably not zombie, but like people that are infected and maybe you get...
Well, no, rats. You have a rat who's going to eat feces out of the sewer. It gets infected, becomes a carrier, not so much an actual infected, and it goes off and bites somebody.
Like the bubonic plague.
Or, yeah, or their stool gets inside of food, which is quite common. All
but
of New York is lost.
You implement that into a game, though. That's what
all
I'm saying.
All of New York is gone. I don't know, I mean... Backstory... If they even give you one.
It's like you like sitting on the comment, oh man, I got steamrolled.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, somebody get this zombie off before Cleveland steams me! You know? They're all German zombies. They just shit all over everybody. So. And I don't mind the delivery system. The delivery's fine, just as long as they sum it up good. So, yeah.
One of the other ones I had, we talked a little bit about Resident Evil and the demo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a website called Famitsu that, I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe I said that wrong. But anyways, there was a website in Japan that does primarily gaming, and they were saying that they were going to give, or they'd already pre-reviewed Resident Evil 6, and they were already giving it a 39 out of 40.
Yeah.
Now, I always tell people, trust other people who've played it. I mean, obviously they've played it, but I'd say trust your friends or the podcasts that you do trust more than even just gaming magazines. Not that gaming magazines are shit.
And
not saying the journalism is shit, but I always say get more than one opinion.
Yeah, and always wear a rubber.
And always wear a rubber, so.
Yeah. Well, we talked a little bit about that in length with Resident Evil, because we were talking about... people were bitching... You mentioned people bitch about how it's not a survival horror game anymore, and I said that it hasn't been survival horror since Resident Evil 3,
right,
which was Nemesis. And, actually, I take that back. I mean, you know, there was, Outbreak, which is the, what's it up? Yeah, I think it's Outbreak, which is the one where you play a number of different people.
Is that the one that you had the gun? Like, you had, it was the one with the gun?
No, that was Dead Aim. That was Resident Evil Dead Aim.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, Outbreak was the one where you actually got to choose from a group of people. Like, I remember the first game, you start off in a bar, and you have to reinforce the bar and work your way out, and you get out, and then you get into the sewers, and at least an umbrella facility. And you can choose these different people with these different backstories, and they did Outbreak 2. And those were okay. Those were more survival horror, and it wasn't so much of the over-the-top, stupid Resident Evil stuff that we all love. It was more actual survival horror. And then, yeah, you could hide inside closets and try to avoid zombies and crap like that, which never worked. They'd find you, which really pissed me off. You had a bite meter, which was your infection thing, so the more you got infected, basically you're actually constantly being infected, actually. And you had to find pills constantly to fight the infection, otherwise you would turn and the game would end. And that was actually a really fun title for the most part. It was a little boring sometimes, but it was pretty cool. But with Resident Evil 4, I mean, they revamped the whole series, you know, and the interface, and actually made it something fresh and new and interesting, and took advantage of a lot of what was coming out at the time with graphics. Because, yeah, back then it looked great. It was a great fucking game.
Capcom's always been really cutting edge with the Resident Evil series.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, you look at some of the other games they put out, like, recently, like Vanquish and Binary Domain, and visually they're all really cool-looking fucking games, you know? They've always been like that. But it's more of an action horror game now than it really is survival. If you want survival, then, you know, go off and play other games. Something other than Resident Evil, that's not really what it is anymore. I think we were talking about the original Resident Evil. How when you look back on it, even story-wise, it's not a fantastic fucking game. It's actually pretty fucking horrid. But it was so much fun when you were younger, and I think that it was actually the Resident Evil GameCube remake that was the really awesome one, because Capcom originally wanted to put it out on PlayStation, and Sony said that they'll give them a one-disc deal. Excuse me. And in order to do that, they had to cut back on the content in the game, so they lost quite a bit of story. But when they did the re-release on Nintendo GameCube, they got double disc, and they were able to do the full-length game with all the extra stuff they had to take out, which really made the game really awesome as shit. Plus, the graphics got majorly updated, and the camera angles and everything just looked fantastic. And then they put out Zero, which was Resident Evil Biohazard, which was a lot of fun, and that was a prequel to Resident Evil 1. And what else were we going on about? We talked about the characters that were actually in the game, because you said that Chris starts off in a battlefield when you play the demo.
Yeah, and yeah. It's you can kind of start any that you want. So they're all there's three different campaigns basically, which with two people per campaign. Now obviously each person is just a different avatar for each campaign. But that's six different playable characters.
Yeah, and we were discussing the locations because I asked if, what was it, if they were on different continents, and you said, yeah, from the looks of they were on different continents, and I was like, well, you know, they always talked about the French facility, which I think they only showed that one time, and that was in Code Veronica, whenever Claire Redfield, the intro video where she's being chased by the helicopter. And why is... There we go. That was actually our internet provider trying to sell us stuff. Anyways. And, yeah, she's running from the helicopter. If I remember, that's supposed to be the French facility, because she was actually out there looking for Chris, you know, since he's her brother. Because in Resident Evil 2, her and Leon meet up, and she says she came to town looking for her brother. And when you actually go to the police department, you go to the Star's room. And if I remember, there's a fax memo or something like that that's talking about Stars being dispatched to the French facility to try and take it down. Jill didn't go with them because that's Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, which takes place at the same time as Resident Evil 2. So, it's sad I know this. Oh my god. Anyway, and I asked if it looked like France, the place where he was in the battlefield, because if they actually showed him doing the French missions as kind of a prequel thing, that'd be awesome.
Trying to see if any of these other game critics had said anything about the actual length. But so far, it's actually getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't seen anything under an 80.
Yeah. You also said that they had changed up the mechanics to where each character is different with how the game's played. Chris is more Gears of War cover-based, and Leon is more...
I think they're just trying to appeal to a broader range of players, which... I just read one review. I've actually been reading this while you're talking, and one of the reviewers was saying, hey, you know, it seems maybe a little bit overambitious.
Yeah.
Just because of what it's trying to do. It's like, here's an action game, here's a action horror game, here's like a melee horror game, and here's
Do they deliver? And it seems like they do, so...
But demo's anything good by, it seems like it can. It may deliver pretty well.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. It's not bad to be overambitious if you fucking deliver. Don't be like, you know, Fable, where you promise all this shit, like Fable 3, and then... You know, fart out the end.
So, I mean, even if it's like a 5-hour campaign apiece for both sets, for every different campaign, I'm 100% okay with that.
Yeah, most Resident Evil games average about, if you play like them
8
through,
to 12 hours.
Yeah, 8 to 12 hours if you play them through the whole story. I mean, you can beat Resident Evil 1 in like 2 hours. You can beat Resident Evil 2 in, I think, 2 to 3 hours.
Depending on how long you scavenge. Yeah.
Well, if you're doing speed runs, because there's actually achievements you can get, not achievements, but there's unlocks you can get for beating it really fast in certain ways. And those are for people who just know every fucking thing, every part of the game. And like, you know, beating the game with a fucking pistol. You know, nothing but a pistol.
Well, it seemed like it was challenging to me in a way that was, all right, I don't want you to just run a gun, like I was saying last night on the first half. Mm-hmm. I was saying that, hey, it comes to a point on the first one where you got to run to a police car.
Yeah.
And there's still zombies, like, coming out of windows, and it's not like there's a horde, but there's still, like, 12 or 13 of them, and it still takes several shots to take them out. By that time, I only had 25 shots. It's like, what do? Well, I tripped a couple of them, knocked a couple over, and then I just booked it for the car.
Yeah.
When I got in the car, there was a little bit of a game to find the keys, and, like, as I'm trying to find the keys, a zombie busts out the window.
Nice.
And I finally find the keys. I'm not going to say where, because it was kind of fun to find them.
Yeah.
Pfizer. Yeah, and
were they? That was a guess. Were they in the? Yeah, you don't know. Okay.
I don't know. Well, I had to like look under the seat, in the glove compartment, in the visor, like on the mirror, you know.
Yeah.
Like as you move in your control stick around to kind of look for it, then it'll give you a cue. You can hit a button to look there, you know.
Can you see the zombies through the windshield?
Yeah, you can see them through the windshield, and if you turn your head, you can see them like pounding on the glass.
Hmm.
And while I was doing it, I took too long. One of them busted through the driver's side window.
Nice.
So I had to do a mini game to kind of get rid of that zombie while I was still looking for the keys.
Yeah.
And then I finally had to drive and I had to make a couple of decisions on how to get out of there, which I thought, well, that was pretty cool.
Nice.
I remember asking if you saw any, because, you know, Umbrella's gone. They pretty much died after part four, you know. Actually, before that, I think. And Tricell kind of came into the picture as the person to pick up the mantle of Evil Company. Did they show any like Tricell logos or anything like that? Or
I wasn't looking for it, dude. Yeah. I was trying to play it before we'd started our show last night.
Yeah, I might have to pop in there and take a look at it.
Why don't you come over and play a little bit of co-op real quick, or jump online? It's like 800 bags or something.
Yeah, like I said, I might jump on. Did you grab it on PC?
No, it's not on PC. It's only.
Oh yeah, I forgot. So that's not coming out until next year. I keep forgetting about that.
Did you find an announcement that said they're actually going to do on PC?
Yeah, no, they are. There's a Steam app. Sorry, there's a Steam page for it. It's just I keep forgetting the release date is in. It just says 2013.
For Resident Evil 6.
Yeah, for Resident Evil 6. Yeah, they're gonna do a PC version. They're just releasing that very late. You know, like much later, like they always do sometimes. So, but yeah.
Yeah, they did all the Dead Rising stuff like a year later, didn't they?
Well, Dead Rising, they did. Max Payne 3 was released like a week or two after the first one. I think it was a week after the first one. Dark Souls originally wasn't PC, but as soon as they got that petition through, they put it through, you know, PC games. When it's really big titles or a company that's used to doing it multi-platform, then it's usually released on the same day. But some of them kind of push it back for other reasons.
I don't know if Capcom, though, has ever released anything same day for PC, because Resident Evil 5 didn't come out until way later on PC.
No, I don't think they ever have. Maybe Binary Domain, because I don't remember when exactly
that
was released. But yeah.
That one came out like 2 months after. No. it was closer to launch date, maybe within a month or so.
Yeah.
But it was still delayed.
Yeah. And, yeah, that happens quite a bit, so. Yeah. I think Dishonored is being released cross-platform same day, October 9th, from what I can tell, so.
Well, but that one's Bethesda, and they like
PC.
Oh,
yeah, Bethesda, yeah. No, and that's one, yeah, I'm buying that one on PC, and I hope they don't all of a sudden be like, oh, by the way, it's going to be a week, so, because I'll be pissed. Because I got Borderlands, but you know what, I already beat that shit, so I'm playing my new game plus, but I'm really looking forward to Dishonored, so.
With that in mind, Resident Evil news, Resident Evil 2, there's some rumors about a remake for PC. That's more fan-based than anything, but there's a rumor about a green light from fans, not from Capcom, to possibly remake that, and that would be actually kind of cool if they could redo some of the skins.
What I would like to see is I'd like to see them put out that Resident Evil 1 remake they did back out again, because, I mean, it's a great fucking game. I don't know if PSN has it, because I know they have...
Well, they have a lot of games that are just still the original PS1 titles.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's what I'm saying. It was originally a GameCube title, is the thing. But
Extended Cut.
Yeah, but I know that PlayStation Network picked up and re-released like Resident Evil Nemesis, Resident Evil 2. I think they even put back out Resident Evil 1, the original. But I don't know if GameCube solely sits on Resident Evil 1 Director's Cut. Or if, the extended cut, or if that's kind of up in the air and can be actually released on consoles again, because I would like to see that come over for Xbox or PC or something like that, because it is a great fucking game. It's fun as shit.
No, I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic game.
Yeah, Resident Evil 1 Remake is just fantastic. And Resident Evil 2, I've been waiting a long time for them to do something with that, because that was, I think, one of the first midnight release games I ever went to go grab as soon as it came out.
Right.
And that was, like, back in fucking, like, 2000 or 90-something. It actually was back in 90s, yeah.
2090?
No, it was back in the 90s. I can't remember if it was 2000 or if it was, like, 97. No, it was, like, 98 or something like that.
So is it the teens now?
Which one?
Where we are right now, when you name a decade, is it just the teens?
No. I don't know what it is anymore. We stopped
caring. Well, it's like between like 2001 and 2010, I guess it's called the aughts.
Yeah, it's like aught 9 is how people refer to like 1909 for some reason. But they call it, yeah. Like whenever you watch, like, say, whenever you read a book like Shawshank Redemption, they actually use the term, you know, like, I came here in aught 4, you know, for 1904. So I guess back then was the aughts, the millennia aughts, would that be it?
I don't know.
So I think we're treading into areas that we shouldn't, because we talk about video games.
Fair enough.
We don't set verbal trends other than Douche Canoe and a couple others, so.
Yeah, no, Van Damme Kisses.
Van Damme Kisses is still one of my favorites.
So with that in mind, I want to bring it back around to our question from last week that we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we didn't because you guys didn't hear it. So, our question from last week was a basic would you rather question.
Yeah.
Based on some people at work started up again. Thank you, Dave. But it was, we had some pretty interesting responses to that.
Yeah. And we didn't ask a specific question of would you rather do this or that. We just said, why don't you guys come up with your own would you rather question? Would you rather do this or would you rather do that? And we got some fun ones. Holly?
Fun is the right word, but...
Do you have yours pulled up?
Give me just a second.
Okay.
Hey, wait, while you're pulling that up, I'll pull up the other ones.
No, I remember the one that she had.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right for your mother, right, but yeah. It was one dude, who was it?
His name is Nathan.
Okay. And he asked, would you rather rape your mom or get raped by your dad?
And we both said commit suicide?
Yeah, I said commit suicide.
And then he also asked, would you rather eat 10 pounds of poop in one day or a spoonful for the rest of your life?
I hate shit, yeah. But I'll take 10 pounds at once and get it over with.
I will commit suicide.
I would just eat a spoonful every day, because you'd get used to it.
Well, I remember asking, can you mix the 10 pounds with something? Like, can you mix some rice in there?
Some brown sugar?
Or some corn?
That's a lot of shit that you have to eat in yeah. one day, though. With brown sugar on it.
Yeah.
But it would just be... I'm not going here. This is a dirt topic.
A turd doesn't weigh that much. It would take several... it would take a couple turds to equal 1 pound. So you've got quite a bit of shit in front of you. And you have to finish
shit.
It between one and between.
We're not going
to
talk about this.
Within
12:01 a.m. to 11, sorry, to 12 p.m. the next day. So yeah,
it just seems more practical to just take a spoonful of shit every day and then just wash it down with something.
So you eat shit, kiss your wife, go to work. Whose shit is it?
I guess I'd just eat shit and die. But
yeah, whose shit is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's your own.
It's your own shit? Because I might be more comfortable
maybe
with
if
that.
It came from like a pack of wild elephants or something.
No, that's great. Oh, no, elephant dung. Sloth dung. They only shit and pee once a week, so that's been brewing for a while.
Moving along. Sophie says, all right, a serious one. Would you rather never have sex again or never play video games again?
I remember asking, what's the caliber of video games I'll be playing? If they're good or not? So, and then I said that I will take the sex because I can just watch people play video games and tell them what to do.
I would go without sex.
Oh, no. I also remember I said, am I married to Sophie? Because if I'm married to Sophie, I'll take the video games. Yeah.
Ouch.
I would choose video games over sex because I can still masturbate.
Depends on the girl.
I can still masturbate.
What if you couldn't masturbate?
Well, that wasn't part of the question.
What if you could never experience that pleasure again?
basically never come again or never play video games again.
She just said sex, though.
I know, but we're elaborating.
She didn't say.
We are elaborating.
Shit.
Now you're stuck.
I would have to go without video games.
Yep.
Because I masturbate way too much.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. It's turned into the heat cast.
It's like a cat.
I couldn't do that.
Jesus.
Alright.
We had some others. We had the one...
Well, it's like, would you rather be left for dead in the middle of the ocean or the middle of a desert?
I'd take desert.
I'm scared of creatures under the sea.
Yeah, you and I had the same reason. I said that...
Well, yours is giant squids. I don't like sharks.
Just that.
I don't like eels, and I don't like anything where I can't see them in the dark, cold ocean that can... Like, it's a two-part fear, because not only do I have a fear of drowning, but I have a fear of, like, crazy, you know, otherworldly creatures like anglerfish and things like that. I don't like that shit.
I think I'd rather it be in the desert, because at least you have the chance to, like, freeze to death in the middle of the night.
That's dark as hell.
I think that would be a much more peaceful way to go. Because, yeah, you're freezing, but then you're just going to stop feeling your body after a while. And then if you just go to sleep, you're just not going to wake up.
No.
Drowning, you're suffocating the entire time, and that would be awful, even though people say that it's supposedly a really peaceful way to go. Fuck that shit. No, it's not.
Dude, you know what happens when you freeze to death?
Nope. I don't care.
Balls suck into your body.
No, it's not that.
I don't have testicles.
Right when you go into hypothermia... Number one, I mean, you go through hallucinations, stuff like that, but what's even worse is right before you die, you get rapid heat flashes from your body that makes you feel like you're on fire.
I would just try and sleep it off.
You can't sleep when you're freezing it. Anyways, I chose the desert because, yeah, I have a fear of squids, and I would just rather be in the desert because you can survive in the desert. You know, you can find ways to survive.
Scorpions.
You know, Ethiopians have done it. You know, they didn't do it with style. They didn't have swag. That's why they look the way they do. But I think I have no swag. I can survive.
People in like any of the Arab countries have been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah, no shit, man. Kill a scorpion, eat its legs.
They got some pretty delish dishes out there too.
Yeah, just dig for water.
Cow milk. That's right.
Kill a buzzard.
Camel cheese.
Yeah, camel spiders, you know, just fucking... I think killing a buzzard and just, you know, a vulture and just slow roasting the fucker on a rock, that would probably work. What kind of desert? Are we talking about, like...
The Gobi
Desert?
Like,
Tatooine Desert, where it's kind of arid and nice, or are we talking, like, you know...
Tatooine Desert?
Like, Death Valley. We're talking about Death Valley here? Because in Death Valley, got nothing lives out there. So, white trash people don't even live out there because it's the end of the line. So... we had a couple others, which was from our work, because we played the game for fun. I had one. Would you rather live in a world where the sound of laughter... Sorry, where your butthole laughs rather than farts whenever you take a shit? So rather than getting the farting noise, it's actually a laughing noise. Or, yeah. Or a world where laughing sounds like farting. So every time you laugh, it's just...
I think it'd be more apt to, like, sniff the air.
After you laugh?
You just, like, laugh. It's like, did that just come out of my mouth?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, combine the two together where it's reversed now. So whenever you fart, it sounds like laughing. Whenever you laugh, it sounds like farting. And you're in an elevator, you hear somebody like, and you're like, who farted? So, yes, it's funny. Another one was, what was it? What was that really wretched one? Oh, yeah. Would you rather... And they pulled this one off of a website, I know this. But, would you rather watch your parents fuck every day of your life or join in once?
Watch them every day and then die.
And it's not just, I mean, it's like some really torrid sex where your dad's like banging her doggy style and then you see him spit in his hand. He lifts it up. And then her face looks like it's dry heaving as he slams it in her ass.
For those who don't have a camera,
yeah,
put the tread off.
He starts donkey punching her. You're like,
I've walked in on my parents way too many times, and God, is it awful and awkward every fucking time.
Your dad ever had that suggestive look like, you down?
No, it's always been like, they're as embarrassed as I am. But
did they stop, or they just stopped? They just stare at you and go like, "You gonna shut the door?"
My dad cussed me out one time.
Why did you just walk into their room? Why did you do that?
I was young.
Were you just like, you know, I wonder if there's some Q-tips. Oh my god!
It's like one of those things like your bathroom stopped up and you gotta take a dump or something and you're like 12 years old, so you think you'll sneak in the room like past them to get to the bathroom and take shit. And you just get in there and you're like, oh shit.
They're
just gonna hold it.
Were they doing anything really weird? Like,
nothing too weird.
There's no like sex wing or anything?
No, but it got to a point where there used to be this place called Get and Go, and I lived 3 miles from Get and Go. I didn't have a car. I had a bike. It's like
so you'd ride your bike to Get and Go to
no,
shit.
No, this was this one occurrence, and I had to shit like crazy. So I walked in on that, and it, you know, obviously scarred me. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? So I got on my BMX, and I rode all the way like 3 miles to a Get and Go and took a shit.
God.
Why don't you just go in the fucking yard?
I gotta wipe. I need toilet paper.
You have? Don't you have a bathroom of your own?
Yeah, but it was already stocked up.
Yeah, there should be toilet paper in there. Problem solved.
I can't shit out in the middle of the field. That's so weird.
Well, it's like, you know,
I am civilized, sir. I can't just take a dump in the middle of the field.
Well, it's like one of the guys.
It's not like
to
the fucking campsite that we got outside of our apartment complex.
Yeah, I don't
live like that.
The homeless people living in the trees over there. It's like a Wookiee fucking commune over there. Anyways. The crazy can that worked with us, I mean, you know, that story where he was, yeah, they didn't hear it, so, yeah, Justin hates this fucking story. He was coming home from school and the door was locked and he couldn't get in. He needed to take a shit, so he just dropped trout in the backyard, and he was taking a dump, and the dog came up and started eating his shit as it was coming out of his, like, just choking it
fucked
down
up.
Like a fucking Snickers bar.
You're going to hell.
And I said to him, I was like, and you didn't stop the dog? He's like, no, he seemed happy. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You shoot the dog away just because it looks happy doesn't mean fuck all, dude.
Fucking gross.
Just love that. That's, oh, man. God. Anyways, I think that was, do we have any other ones that were really
yeah,
funny?
We do. Dave, or the Dave, said, would you rather eat your own pinkies off the bone with no pain management or the whole hands of a month-old unembalmed corpse?
Do I get bath salts if I'm going to eat my own pinky?
No.
When you're on bath salts, do you want to just eat flesh? It doesn't matter. Is it ambiguous, or does it have to be someone else's?
I don't know.
I'm asking
you
because, you know, you're short. What?
Speaking of bath salts, did you see that there's some artist that's had a lot of his pictures been getting some notoriety recently? And what he's been doing is he's been drawing self-portraits on different drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them are kind of interesting. Some of them are kind of scary. But the idea is this is kind of like what...
Perception.
What my perception is when
yeah.
I'm on this drug. And he's done everything.
What did he do on bath salts?
It's a bunch of scribbles and it looks kind of like a zombie. And I don't know how much of that is just his perception.
It might,
it's one of the most fucked up ones. He's got, it's like
yeah.
bath salts. And you look at it, you're like, what the fuck?
That sounds like, I mean, it's one of those things of suggestion, you know, where when
like
you're
we've been hearing the zombie stories for so long.
Well,
you know?
It's like when you're on a hallucinogen drug, or, you know, it's a mind-altering drug, and somebody suggests something to you, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not, but your perception will change because you'll start to think about that constantly, and you'll see it. Just like, you know, if you're on acid and somebody says, you know, hey, you have clown feet, they're huge. You're going to perceive your feet as being bigger than they are.
Or like, hey, you've got Glenn Beck hands.
Yeah.
What's Glenn Beck hands?
Anyways, or, you know, you have a giant nose. Anyways.
So I was sitting with some people yesterday, and I'm doing a lot of shadowing this week.
Like Holly's nose.
And there's this,
that is awesome.
There's this girl at work that I was shadowing, and her partner, like they develop new employees, and her partner looks at her and goes, she was wearing sandals. She's like, it looks just like an ankle with toes. She's got really fucking small feet.
Yeah.
And like really like gave her this weird perception like the whole day, like she was hiding her feet.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, if people say, you know, bath salts, you know, the zombie drug, blah, 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 people are going to perceive themselves.
People respond to it.
If I took bath salts, I would sit there and perceive myself as a zombie. Also, it's one of those things where if he was you know, you see all these people going insane and eating people. I'm just wondering what the percentage rate of usage, like, how many people have used it versus how many people have used it. Sorry, how many people have used it and been fine versus people that have used it and done something extremely fucking insane, like eat the face off of some guy. Or the heart out of the chest. So
yeah.
Whatever it is, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I was trying to find that bath salts painting.
You want
to
buy some online?
No, I do not. And if you take some, you're getting the fuck out of the house.
Just chain me to the wall. Let me do self-portraits of my own urine. It's like your nose is so big I can hear you laughing through it.
Thanks.
You're like...
Such an asshole sometimes.
I know, I'm joking.
Speaking of bath salts, I was looking that up and I found something totally different. So, just reading this, just straight transcript from... I'll find what it is here in a second. It says, Denver woman caught on camera urinating on a $30 million Clifford Still painting last December is now saying that she was under the influence of bath salts when she had her museum meltdown.
So now it makes you want to eat people and urinate on fine art.
It's New York Daily News.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she was on bath salts.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I think she's blaming something. She just had problems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically it's not an illegal drug, so she can say that she was on it and not getting, you know, but she's still going to get charged for the fucking pain. So, fucking idiots. What else do we have on the Would You Rather? Because that was just Dave's.
Last one I had was an email. And this was from a new guy, or new writer, long-time
listener. First time caller.
Yeah, Mr. Watsy from the UK.
What's he up?
Says, right, Tilt Crew, there's no way I was going to Facebook this Would You Rather, but seeing as you asked, I'll dip my toe in the first attempt at getting involved and post this. Would you rather lick your mother's asshole or eat your best friend's turd?
We don't condone that type of humor on this show. That's pretty...
It's just fucking disgusting.
That's pretty drastic.
What would even make you think of something like that?
You guys.
Experience?
Seppuku.
Now we discussed this last night because we said, well, who's your best friend? And you're like, well, I guess that's you, Trent. So would you lick my asshole?
Are you my mother?
Oh, no, sorry. Would you eat my shit or would you rather lick your mom's asshole?
I guess we eat shit again.
Yeah. So everybody knows I'm going to hold this over him forever that Justin said he would eat one of my logs that came out of my butt into his mouth. And right when it came out, my butt queefed a little.
Gross.
So, and sprayed right on the palate. Like, right on the upper palate.
But he says, keep up the good work, watching the UK listener since the beginning, well, about since episode 15.
Yeah, sweet.
So
now,
how do we get listeners in the UK first? I don't get it.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sophie's like old school too.
Yes.
Yep.
Moon Peter, yeah, well, we knew him through.
We knew him through
TVGP. Yeah. God bless them. So,
but
I think I just go ahead and have to go with like an asshole because I'm not
your
going.
Mom's?
I'm not related to her, but it's just one of those things where I have two really good friends that come into question. That's Vanessa or Jay. I'm not going to eat Jay's shit because I'm just not going to. I'll go.
Lord knows what
on.
He eats.
No, it's not what he. I won't go into that. As for Vanessa. I love her to death, but no, I'm not going to eat her turds.
Well, I don't really think you'd have much to worry about with her, though.
Yeah, because she can't ever really poop. She poops like, she's like a sloth, and she poops like every week.
Man, this is just a shit cast.
Holly?
Damn. I got out of answering this yesterday.
Who's your best friend?
I don't have a best friend.
Who's your closest friend?
Casey?
I don't really have...
Matt?
No, I don't have a lot of close friends.
Stop dodging. Who
no,
is,
I really don't. If it was okay, if it
friends.
Was going to be someone, then it would probably be Casey.
Okay.
Now,
would you eat?
I would eat Casey's shit.
You would eat Casey's shit?
Yep.
Have you wanted to eat his shit for a long time, or is this just a new... Why are you drawing penises? What the fuck?
It's
is
a
that,
very, very detailed...
Is that UV rays? Shiny? Oh, you're wanting the ginger to get a tan.
No. I just started, like, I was drawing bubbles yesterday, so then I wanted to draw another circle, and then it just ended up being an egg, and then I drew sperm. And I was like, oh, I'm going to draw a penis now. So I'm drawing a penis.
Very short dick.
Well, you know what? Whatever. I don't care.
Okay, so Holly's a shit eater. You heard her here.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, well, you're going to lick your mom's asshole.
I didn't eat shit. At least I got out of that. So my mom's a pretty clean person.
So. I'm already eating shit every day out of a spoon anyway, so. Why not?
Oh, man.
All right, so enough about shit. Jesus. What a mess on shit. So we do have a new question this week.
What's your favorite type of shit?
No. What's...
I'm
staying away from some of the really depraved shit here.
I like the mud bud. That's my favorite.
Fuck off.
It's like eating pudding.
What is your favorite gaming soundtrack? And what I mean by that is, what game had a soundtrack that you liked the best?
That's my penis.
That's your penis?
That's your penis.
Well, that's not mine. Mine's much bigger, but... That's my penis.
I went with, for my favorite...
Sunshine?
No, it was semen.
Oh, I thought
That's what I said. It looks like there's, you know...
It's like a happy... You should put a happy face
on
sunshine.
It's like... It's like... Cum doesn't shoot out in spears. I just let you know that.
I was just drawing...
Well, now you know you're
was
drawing
it trying
stuff.
To be...
Is that,
oh
like,
God.
Coming in zero gravity or something like that?
Yeah.
Are those little TIE fighters? Seriously, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. What the fuck?
I'm just... I don't know. I was just
black
drawing
TIE
shit.
TIE fighters that look like they're pooping everywhere.
Pew, pew, pew.
They're TIE bombers.
They're trying to take out the dick. Not really. But it makes sense, I guess, in some really weird fucking way.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck you two. I like Saints Row the third soundtrack.
And the big purple dildo?
Yeah. I love the big purple dildo.
She's gotta flick it after she does it. She's like, ah, purple dildo. Ah, dirter. Anyway.
The way that it just moves around anytime you swing it.
Yeah. Alright. I like,
it's like a snake on the loose.
Yeah. I went... With, I had two of them. Totally two of them are two different. One of them's two different games, but it's sort of the same series. That's Fallout 3 and New Vegas. But, I also like, what was the other one I said? Christ. I can't remember. We went through a number of them. We had, like,
I was gonna say, I didn't think about it last night.
What was yours?
I'm gonna say, Skyrim has really decent music.
Yeah. Very familiar tone.
It gets old after a while. But
no. It's just it's nice. It's nostalgic for
it's pretty.
It
has very and a very epic sound. Darksiders 1 has an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2 soundtrack's pretty decent.
Yeah. Deus Ex is pretty epic.
Deus Ex pretty epic.
Portal.
At times. Portals is
Portal
amazing.
Is great.
Portal
yeah.
is CD worthy.
Yeah.
Really, all of these are, but like you wouldn't even know it was Game of Who.
And then Borderlands 2 has a good soundtrack, as well as even the actual artist sounds that they use are good songs. Max Payne 3.
Max Payne 3 has a good soundtrack.
Yeah, that's one that we went with. What else? A few others.
There's tons.
Yeah. I said Far Cry 2.
Yeah.
Lollipop
yeah.
Chainsaw has an amazing soundtrack. I think
yeah, I remember I said the Akira Yamaoka was on the from Silent Hill.
Yeah, and so. Silent Hill in general.
Part
1 through 4.
3, 4, and then after that. After 4, it's like they did, was it Silent Hill Shattered Memories, which had the cover of Always on My Mind, which was good, but the rest of it I was just kind of with. And then even Homecoming, I was just kind of So.
Final Fantasy used to have decent music, now it's all pop.
That was actually Rex's choice, was Final Fantasy 7.
He said 7, but like
yeah.
the new ones, I was thinking about it.
Now it's all like Rihanna.
It's like...
Whatever it is.
Japaname Rihanna.
Yeah. Oh, Mirror's Edge had a really good...
Yeah, you mentioned
yeah.
that one too.
Yeah.
There's more out there, but... God, there was one that reminded me of a movie, and I just can't remember what it was. Anyways, I'm not going to get back into that again.
Yeah.
Looking for that. But...
Oh, Tron.
Tron.
The new Tron. Yeah, the video game had a lot of the game music in it, which is great. So,
anyways, that's our question. You can write us at teabag@tiltcast.com or put it on our Facebook at facebook.com/tiltcast. Yeah, communicate that with us. Drop it on our Twitter roll. Twitter.com/tiltcast. But, I don't know. Do we have anything else?
No, we just got shout-outs. And, sorry, Gauntlet, upcoming games, and shout-outs.
What are you doing for Gauntlet?
Gauntlet is Resident Evil 6/5.
Yeah, so if you don't have 6, you can jump on 5.
So
on Xbox. But I might actually be picking it up. A friend of mine owes me a favor, and they're talking to me today, and they were blabbing about something that they owe me a little bit of cash, and I was like, oh, really? So you got paid that much for 2 weeks of work, huh? So I might pick it up, I don't know.
Well, so speaking of games, Resident Evil 6 is coming out next week.
Yep, October 3rd.
Other things that are coming out soon is October 8th, we got XCOM, which looks badass, and Dishonored, which also looks badass.
Yep. Pre-ordering Dishonored.
Worms Revolution for PC, I'll probably pick that up. We also have Doom, the BFG edition, Doom 3.
Which comes with the original Doom 3 as well as the Resurrection of Evil expansion pack, and also comes with the Lost Mission pack, which was supposed to be in the original game, but they cut it out. So,
yeah, and then also, I'm trying to think what else was going to be out. Just that. But should be plenty of game here to play for a while. But yeah, Resident Evil 6 for sure. For those of you that don't have it, if somebody doesn't have it, so we can have one of us can jump on 5 and play some co-op.
Yep.
So to make sure anybody that wants to be included can be, and then enough of us around to actually play. So that won't be this week. That'll be next week because, well...
Now she's drawing a monochrome rainbow above all the TIE fighters.
And the penis.
Yeah.
It's not actually a rainbow. It's just doodles. Just doodles.
A giant stream of lines there.
So, with that in mind, you can find us at tiltcast.com or iTunes search tiltcast. Stitcher search tiltcast. Mm-hmm. And then you can find some of our friends. So... Friends of the show, we have thecarouselpodcast.com. We also have elseworldspodcast.com. We have bmfcast.com and noquarters.net. We have extraplay.info. We also have For the Love of Gaming, or forlogpc.com, For the Love of Gaming. And last but not least, we have tvgp.tv. They do good things. So, with that in mind, I guess we've got everything covered and we can get the hell out of here.